In this tutorial, we will review how to effectively send and receive clinical information using MedEnt's SureScripts Net-to-Net Connect interface. The end-to-end Connect interface allows your office to securely exchange patient information with any provider using an EMR system that participates with the National Health Information Network's direct messaging specifications. The end-to-end direct messaging feature in MedEnt can greatly improve the quality and efficiency in which your office coordinates with other providers. Direct messaging will enable your office to transfer important information completely electronically, which can not only improve the coordination of care, but can also have a significant impact on the patient outcomes. In MedEnt, all direct messages will be sent and received as triages within the specific patient's account. Transferring clinical information electronically to another provider can be done directly from the patient's chart by using the Send feature. The Send feature link can be enabled on the bookmark toolbar in various different screens throughout the patient's account. If your office has not already set up the Send link at the patient's chart, click the chevron icon on the bookmark toolbar at the top of the screen. When the chevron pop-up menu appears, click the hammer and wrench icon to access the bookmark link's setup screen. At the setup screen, you can select any of the bookmark options from the available column on the left side of the screen. Scroll through the list of available bookmark links, and when you find the Send feature link, click and highlight the link to add it to the selected column. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the patient's chart. You can now click the Send link on the bookmark toolbar to access the Send screen and create a new direct message. The top left section of the Send screen will display the list of any receiving providers. To add a provider to the direct recipient list, use the To Click to Add link, and when the recipient type pop-up appears, select the Referring Doctor option. When the Referring Doctor selection pop-up appears, select any of the necessary providers that are highlighted in green and click the OK button in the bottom right corner of the pop-up to add them to the recipient list. Please note that the Send checkbox on the right side of the listing must be clicked in order for any of the providers to receive the direct message. If you have obtained a provider's direct messaging address and you would like to add them as a one-time recipient, you can select the Email Recipient option at the bottom of the Recipient Type pop-up, and a field will appear where you can enter the provider's direct address. You will notice that the end-to-end directory lookup will be available from the button line at the top of this screen. The end-to-end directory gives you the ability to search for direct messaging providers by their name, organization, and their end-to-end specialty code. When you return to the Send screen, you will notice that some of the recipients on the list will be highlighted in green. This indicates that the provider is participating in the National Health Information Network's direct messaging program. All of the other providers who are not highlighted in green will receive any of your sent messages as a fax. To create a direct message, you should start by selecting a purpose on the left side of the screen. Click the Purpose link and select the appropriate option from the pop-up menu. To create a direct message, you should start by selecting a purpose on the left side of the screen. click the Purpose link, and select the appropriate option from the pop-up menu. The Sending As link will display the default sending provider. You can click over the link to change the sending provider if needed. The Sending As link will display the default sending provider. You can click over the link to change the sending provider if needed. When the message link is clicked on, a text box will appear where you can enter free text information regarding the direct message being sent. This message feature is equivalent to the body of an email. Please note that a message can be sent individually without attaching any additional documents or chart items if necessary. Please note that a message can be sent individually without attaching any additional documents or chart items if necessary. On the right side of the Send screen, the Attachments section can be configured to contain any of the patient chart areas that you would need to select patient information from. All of the attachments that are sent in the message will be transmitted as a CCD or a C62. A C62 is an unstructured document that cannot be parsed into a CCD. All C62s that are received in MedEnt will be added to the patient's document listing and can be viewed as a PDF. All of the attachments that display at the top of this section are single-click options that will be added to the direct message with all of its criteria included. This area can display send packages that can be set up to contain information that may be relevant for certain specialties or to combine patient chart items that are commonly needed together. You can create and edit send packages by clicking the hammer and wrench icon at the top of the screen or by clicking the Setup Send Packages link. For more information on send packages, please review the Send tutorial, which is available on the videos page at MedEnt.com. The links below will access lists of attachable chart items. If a patient has information available in the chart area that you have selected to display in this column, all of the content will appear in a pop-up when the item is clicked on. If an item is grayed out in this area, it indicates that there is no content available from the patient's chart. If an item is grayed out in this area, it indicates that there is no content available from the patient's chart. If an item is grayed out in this area, it indicates that there is no content available from the patient's chart. If an item is grayed out in this area, if an item is grayed out in this area, it indicates that there is no content available from the patient's chart. When the document link is clicked on, the pop-up will appear and display the list of all of the documents that have been created in the patient's chart. When you have selected all of the documents that are needed, click the OK button. Click the OK button to attach them to the direct message. When you have selected all of the documents that are needed, click the OK button to attach them to the direct message. The links below will access lists of attachable chart items. Oops. You can click over any of the attachments that have been selected. You can click over any of the attachments that have been selected to review the content in the patient's chart. You can click over any of the attachments that have been selected. To remove an attached item or to remove a provider from the recipient listing, click the trash can icon on the right side of the field. When all of the information and attachments have been included, please review that the correct providers have been selected and click the Send button in the top left corner of the screen to transmit the direct message.
And click the Send button in the top left corner of the screen to transmit the direct message.
Please note that every time a direct message is sent, a send container will be created. Send containers are accessible from the closed section of the patient's All Documents listing and act as documentation for all disclosures of patient information. The information that is available from within a send container includes the date that all of the items were sent, the recipient who received the information, the user who sent the information, and each individual item that was included with the direct message. When a direct message is received in MedEnt, if the patient's name and date of birth match that of an already existing patient in your system, MedEnt will automatically link the direct message triage and all of its attachments into the specific patient's account.
If the direct message is auto-matched with a patient, all of the content that was attached with the message will be available from the patient's chart in the All Documents listing. When you access the All Documents listing from the patient's chart, you can review any of the documents that were included in the direct message. Such as a CCD or a C62. As stated earlier, all direct messages will be sent and received as triages in MedEnt. From the patient's chart, you can access the triage listing to review the received direct messages in their entirety. MedEnt encourages you to take full advantage of the direct message triages. Through clear and simple organization, the direct triages will help you manage the transmitted patient information effectively and efficiently. Click over the direct message you wish to review, and when the triage appears, all of the content, including any attachments, will clearly be displayed. You will notice that any of the documents that were available in the All Documents listing will also be accessible as links in the triage. The sending provider's direct messaging address will be displayed. The sending provider's direct messaging address will be displayed below any of the attachments that were included. If a message was composed by the sending provider, it will be displayed below the subject line in the triage. The direct triage also gives you the ability to compose a reply message to the office that sent the direct message. When the blue reply link is clicked on, a field will appear where you can enter a response to the message. When your response has been composed, you will also have the ability to add any attachments that may be needed in the reply message. Click the Add Attachments button on the button line at the top of the screen, and the Send screen will appear. From the Send screen, you can add items from the Attachments column just as you would if you were composing an original direct message. When all of the necessary items have been attached and the response message is complete, click the Send button in the top left corner of the screen to send the reply message. The reply message will be appended to the direct triage and will be transmitted back to the original sender. When you receive a reply message to a direct message that was sent by your office, the original triage will be reopened and appended with the response and any attachments that were included. When you receive a reply message to a direct message When you receive a reply message to a direct message that was sent by your office, the original triage will be reopened and appended with the response and any attachments that were included. If your office receives a direct message that does not auto-match with an already existing patient in your system, the message will be stored in your direct message holding tank. If your office receives a direct message that does not auto-match with an already existing patient in your system, the message will be stored in your direct message holding tank. When a direct message is contained in the holding tank, you will have to manually search for the specific patient, or you can create a new patient account. Select the End-to-End Exceptions button at the bottom of the Chart Central screen to access the Direct Holding Tank. Direct Holding Tank. When a direct message is contained in the holding tank, you will have to manually search for the specific patient, or you can create a new patient account. Select the End-to-End Exceptions button at the bottom of the Chart Central screen to access the direct holding tank. The holding tank will contain a list of all of the unmatched direct messages that have been received by your office. The holding tank will contain a list of all of the unmatched direct messages that have been received by your office. The holding tank will contain a list of all of the unmatched direct messages that have been received by your office. If necessary, you can use the Select Doctor button on the button line at the top of the screen to narrow the selection results. When a direct message link is clicked on, all of the documents that were attached to the direct message will automatically open into individual pop-up windows. When a direct message link is clicked on, all of the documents that were attached to the direct message will automatically open into individual pop-up windows. You should compare the patient information in the documents with any of the existing patients in your system. Please note that the MedInfo pop-up will also appear in the top right corner of the screen. This pop-up clearly displays important information that can help you locate the patient if they already have an existing account. Please note that the MedInfo pop-up will also appear in the top right corner of the screen. You will automatically be forwarded to the patient lookup screen. Where you can enter information to search for the patient. If the patient does not already exist, click the Enter key to create a new patient's account. The information that is available in the MedInfo pop-up can automatically be imported into the patient information screen when creating a new account. A pop-up will appear. You can click the Go to Account button. To access the patient information screen. A pop-up will appear when the new account has been created. You can click the Go to Account button to access the patient information screen. At the patient information screen, you should enter any additional information that was not automatically imported into the account. At the patient information screen, you should enter any additional information that was not automatically imported into the account. Click the chart button on the bottom of the screen, and when the patient's chart is accessed, you will notice that the direct triage will be listed. And all of the documents that were attached to the direct message will be available in the patient's All Documents listing. If you'd like more information on how to customize your direct messaging setup and documentation coding, please see the end-to-end direct message coding and setup video tutorial. This concludes the end-to-end direct messaging overview video tutorial.